Well, let me ask you, are you obligated to pay your taxes? My next guest says, no, you are not. He is the head of the tax honesty movement, which urges people not to pay taxes because the government refuses to specify the law that requires payment. With us now is Bob Schultz. He is the president of We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education. It's a public charity in Queensbury, New York. Bob, thank you for coming.
Hi, Neil. Thank you.
Let me first talk.
Good to be here.
Do you pay taxes?
As of last year, no.
All right.
After 47 years of filing and paying the tax, I've been doing it since I was a sophomore. I wrote to the commissioner last June and said, for all the reasons in the letter that I sent, I would not be doing that any longer. And primary among those reasons is that we have asked, we've petitioned the government for a redress of grievances. We have asked the government a series of tough questions that come from tax attorneys, former IRS agents, CPAs, a forensic accountant, expert tax law researchers. We've asked the government questions. They refuse to answer them.
All right, but look, could I get back to you a second here? Now,
sure.
You worked last year, right?
Yes, I've been working every year.
Did you make over six figures?
Will not answer that.
All right, but you didn't pay a penny of taxes.
That's right. Did not file.
All right. Now, there's a debate here, then, as to whether what you did was illegal. You say it is not. Has the IRS ever gotten back to you and say, hey, Babalu, pay up?
Earlier this year, they issued a summons. And I went to the federal district court and filed a motion to quash the summons on the basis that they were interfering with the right to petition. I have a right, a fundamental right. They're interfering with it. I've asked the court to quash it. The IRS did not respond. There's been no response to that. Now I've submitted a motion, a proposed order to the court to quash the summons, which I expect they'll do. They've informed me that they will do that.
So what would that mean for you?
It means the next move is up to the IRS.
But, Bob, if everyone in this country just said, I'm not going to pay my taxes, what do you think would happen?
Most people don't understand, Neil, that the revenue from the income tax is used primarily to pay the interest on the debt and transfer payments. A transfer payment is money that is transferred from people who earn it to people who don't earn it. For instance, Senator Grassley is an Iowa farmer. He and his son and members of his family, they're paid every year substantial amounts of money not to grow hogs and corn.
Well, but we could talk here all day, and you're
yes.
Absolutely right. There's a lot of waste, fraud, abuse, all of that, and the government does probably tax too much, and we get very little for it. I would be in full agreement with you there. But you can't just walk away from your taxes altogether, can you?
You can if the government doesn't show you the law that requires it's voluntary.
So you're saying there's no law in the books that says you have to pay your taxes?
That's correct.
So for the millions of us who are paying taxes, we're just stupid schmoes.
It's voluntary. Most people don't understand this, Neil. They look to their, in the case of Dixon Cannon in Texas, they look to their accountants and their lawyers who don't understand the law. They look to the IRS. The accountants and the lawyers look to the IRS, who tells them how to handle certain matters. The IRS tells them what to do.
And they browbeat and scare them into submission, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, are you worried, Bob, that you're here? This is a pretty widely watched
last,
show. Bob,
Neil,
I hate to break it to you, pal, but
sure.
This is a widely watched show. All
yeah.
Right? Now, there are going to be a lot of people at the IRS who at this moment are watching and hearing you.
Sure.
And they're going to try to haul your butt into jail.
I understand, and I'm prepared. They have a.
Is your family prepared for that?
Of course.
And they've said, look, Dad, you know, you go to jail, we'll send you food and water.
I won't be going to jail. I assure you, I will not be going to jail. I know how to defend myself.
All right. Bob Schultz, thank you very much. We'll see where this battle goes. Good having you.
Okay, Neil.
All right.